speaking on the telephone and creating a positive impact. We have mentioned that our voices project an image to other people in the first section of this audio CD. If you have completed the telephone exercise with your friends and colleagues, you will have received valuable feedback on your positive and needs some attention characteristics. There are a number of skill areas we identify, and we will cover them now. Posture is essential for speaking on the telephone. If you're slouched in your chair or your arms and legs are crossed, this is reflected in the quality of your voice. Even though the caller can't see you, the tone of your voice is subtly altered and gives off non-verbal messages. There are two types of posture to use for telephone conversations: sitting and standing. If you have a tricky telephone conversation, it is powerful to stand and, if necessary, walk around your office. You are able to maintain energy and relax your shoulders. Do watch how you hold the telephone and avoid tensing the shoulder, neck, and arm on that side. If you have a handset or loudspeaker choice so that you can hold your phone in front of you, choose this option. In front of a mirror, practice holding the telephone and avoiding tension. More frequently, we sit when on the phone. Sitting posture is crucial for this. We all slip into bad habits when sitting. Here is how to sit. Put your feet firmly on the ground, putting some weight on them. Sit on your sitting bones, the bones in your pelvis. Drop your shoulders, neck, and jaw, and hold your head up. Breathe from your abdomen. This is a professional, open posture that is reflected in your voice. If you're going to spend some time on the telephone, for example, you have a number of calls to make, you're expecting calls, or you're cold calling, we advise you warm up. You wouldn't start a marathon without warming up, and the same is for the voice. We will assume you are sitting down for these calls, so the warm-up should be related to this. So first of all, check how you're sitting. Feet on the ground, sitting on your sitting bones, shoulders down, jaw and neck relaxed. Stretch out your arms to open your chest and take a deep breath. And repeat. Breathing. Breathe in from your abdomen and push the air out with a hiss. And repeat this 5 times. Now vocalize by breathing in and doing a z sound. Z. Repeat this as a siren. Z. Then do a couple of tongue twisters like Timothy telephone, Timothy telephone, Timothy telephone, and red lorry, yellow lorry, red lorry, yellow lorry. See how fast you can do these tongue twisters, and I'm sure you know some of your own. Here are some tips for creating a positive image when you're speaking on the telephone. Before you make a call, do the 1-2-3 speak routine. So 1, sit up straight, feet firmly on the ground, shoulders down, jaw and neck relaxed, head up, sitting on your sitting bones. 2, smile. 3, breathe in. And speak, start your call. As I've mentioned before, it is beneficial to smile when you speak. This lifts up the voice, making it sound more interesting and with a better tone. Standing during tricky calls is beneficial. It grounds you, giving your voice a strong persona. Be aware of the speed of your speech on the telephone. The caller or listener is not able to pick up non-verbal skills such as facial expressions, hand signals, or gestures, so isn't able to establish clues from these. As a rule, try to speak slowly and clearly at a speed that you feel is too slow. Your diction needs to be pristine. There are going to be occasions when the caller or listener is in a noisy environment. They possibly don't fully understand your accent or the telephone line is poor. Always remain focused on the conversation as though you are speaking to the person face to face. Don't let your concentration lapse, otherwise this will become obvious to the caller. Remain in an open posture for the duration of the call. Slouching, crossing your legs, fidgeting, etc., all impact on the vocal style. You wouldn't necessarily do this if you were meeting the person face to face, so don't be tempted now. Work hard at making your voice sound interesting to the caller. You don't have the advantage of being face to face, so your voice literally has to do the talking. Avoid letting your voice go into a monotone. Keep up the energy in your speech. If you have to pause the call or put them on hold, explain what you're going to do so that the caller doesn't think they're being cut off. And finally, make it as easy as possible for the listener to take notice of you. Exercise. Now, we have worked on these aspects of speaking and communicating on the telephone. We would like you to do 2 telephone calls you need to do. These might be to the dentist or for booking cinema tickets. Go through the routines we have spoken about and work hard at making your voice sound interesting, clear, not too fast, and energetic. How does this feel? At first, it will sound over the top, but in time, you'll be more comfortable with this style of communicating.